Good afternoon. It's 5:44. I'm Jill Dittmeyer. Well, local author Carol Fanzi readily credits her late Italian grandmother for kind of saving her life and her soul after a series of some personal setbacks and an unsatisfying professional career. Well, Carol has collected her grandmother's stories of the family, and they've become the heart of Carol's book, The Stonecutter's Aria. And Carol, thank you for joining us in studio live this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
It's a beautiful book, and some people have read it, not enough people. Hopefully more will as well. That it really relates your ancestry back in Italy, and your grandmother was such an important person in your life.
Yes, she was a very influential person in my life and guided me to discover Italy at an early age. And then at a different time in my life, I had the opportunity to go and discover more layers of the story, and it all evolved into the book. It really wasn't a goal of mine, but it did over time develop into one.
And what it is, it tells the story of your family from Italy to here in Indiana, with involving the limestone in Indiana, too, of all different facets to the story.
Yes, I wrote it as historical fiction so I could tell the story, but it's based on true stories. And it covers about a span of 100 years. And it's the classic immigration story of Italy to America and the stone workers who carved so many important monuments and contributed so much to the architecture and beauty of America during the 20s and 30s, at least during the period he was here. And I found that really fascinating to then complete the circle. So I've gone back to Italy. I have family. You know, there's the family who immigrated, and there's the family that stayed behind. And they're just as fascinated with the history. So my work over the last few years since the book has come out is to sort of complete that circle.
And by offering other people ways to learn how to do that on their own, with workshops, through personal experiences, and now travels back to Italy with Carol.
Yes. Well, that evolved, too. When I was writing the book, the woman who owned the villa that I rented is an art historian and guide in Florence. And we became friends. And when the book came out, she said, I really want to offer my clients a way to experience Italy in a very authentic way and follow you and the places in your book and create sort of a tour around that. And I thought that was a great idea. And then what happened is, as I was presenting these workshops and going to book clubs, I would have people ask me, do you ever take people with you to Italy? And so I thought about that. And then over the years in traveling back to Italy and seeing how people go there on tours, a lot of the tourism, I always felt people were seeing the surface of Italy. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful surface. There's so much to see. But through all of these experiences, what has happened is that now I am planning on taking small groups over there and hopefully uncovering the more authentic Italy. And I've tried to convey that through my book, which I do have a new edition now. It's available as an ebook now, and also through a screenplay, because people have told me over the years that they can see the scenes, they can see it. So I have written it, and I have some interest, and who knows what will happen. That's a big wild card. But all of these things are working together with one mission, which is to show the authentic and genuine Italy to people.
Exactly, with that Hoosier touch, because
exactly.
And when you read the book, you'll find all the different parallels that are there and that are here, that we all come from an immigrated family in some form or other, but we don't always think about it. And I think your book really brings that up in people.
Thank you. Well, it is a controversial subject these days. I think it's very relevant. And of course, you brought up the limestone industry, and pertinent to Indiana is that's the reason my family came here, because so much of the architecture in the United States came from those quarries in Bedford, and that's where the family ended up getting work here.
It's a fascinating story, and we urge you all to pick up a copy and read it if you have the chance. It's thestonecuttersaria.com is on the website, and the new downloadable ebook as well. Good luck with everything, and happy travels to you,
Carol.
Thank
you. Thank you so much, Jill.